Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave, your true record geek, broadcasting here in the No Static Attic and bringing you a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarity show, those cool hit 45s and those records that deserve that second chance on the radio. Kicking off my Relics of Rarity show there, a 45 from September of 1965, and a record that peaked on the Billboard charts at number 124. Didn't do very well, but a cool record there from Sandy Nelson on the Imperial record label, and a tune called Drums a Go-Go. Well, this week, music fans, I know we were all very sad to hear of the passing of those funny guys, those guys that made a lot of great records too. From 66, we started watching the TV show The Monkees, and of course, we lost 7 years ago in February. We lost Davy Jones, and of course, just a couple days ago, we lost the great, the very cool, the funny Mr. Peter Tork.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless, there's always something new. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing, put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play. We're the young generation, and we've got something to say. Oh.
Anytime or anywhere, just look over your shoulder, guess who'll be standing there.
People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Wow. One time. Say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We're just trying to be friendly. Come and watch us sing and play.
business. We were glued to our TVs, and when we heard that, the Monkees were on our TV screen. Theme for the Monkees. And, of course, losing Peter Tork just a couple days ago. I know Monkee fans, and myself included, real sad. It was kind of shocking. I mean, I had heard that he was battling cancer, but sometimes when you finally hear the news, it still takes you. And, of course, I admit I was a big Monkee fan. You know, I mean, I'm kind of that nerdy kind of a guy. I love the humor, and I love the songs. Everybody loved the songs. They had so many hit records, the Monkees. I even bought into the Monkee clothing. I bought, like, the Nehru jackets that they used to wear. I had the double-breasted Monkee shirt. In fact, my mom used to try to help out, you know, kids from the neighborhood that weren't as fortunate as we are. And one day, I remember finding out that my cool double-breasted Monkee shirt she gave to Ernie Lee. Ernie Lee, if you're out there in New Brunswick, New Jersey, Troop Avenue, I want my double-breasted Monkee shirt. I want it back. I do, you know, because like a lot of you, I've got the Monkees on my mind. You know, Peter Tork, of course, sang very few lead vocals. You know, he actually shared a lead vocal with Davy Jones. The two of them, the two Monkees that are now up there in Rock and Roll Heaven, they actually shared vocals on a song that kind of fits, you know, the sadness of the mood, because, you know, it's a little bit of a shade of gray with the passing of Peter Tork. So let me give you a record that appeared on the Monkees Headquarters LP. Peter Tork, Davy Jones sharing lead vocals and a great tune, a Barry Mann, Cynthia Wild tune called Shades of Gray.
When the world and I were young, just yesterday, life was such a simple game a child could play. It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong, when a man should stand and fight or just go along. But today there is no day or night, today there is no dark or light, today there is no black or white, only shades of gray. I remember when the answer seemed so clear, we had never lived without or tasted fear. It was easy then to tell truth from lies, selling out from compromise, who to love and who to hate, the foolish from the wise. But today there is no day or night, today there is no dark or light, today there is no black or white, only shades of
today. There is no Peter Tork. There is no Davy Jones. Rest in peace. Day of the Rave with my Relics and Rarities show. Remembering Peter Tork, remembering the Monkees. Back in 1959, called The Distance. Of course, Fellows from the Distance became The Temptations. Yes, and a great tune there called Come On. Of course, I am coming on. I'm on the radio with my Relics and Rarities show, that's for sure, and got some great music coming away today. Even don't forget our Mystery Oldie record coming up a little bit later on today. It's where I play a record, and you got to figure out who's doing the record. And of course, you get one guess only. So just jot down my phone number, because that mystery record will be coming up in just a little bit, and I don't want you to miss it. In fact, I think we had a tough record last week, but we did get several winners, so we'll find out who won a little bit later on here on the Relics and Rarities program. those British bands. They love to cover those great American R&B tunes, especially those Motown records. Barrett Strong, of course, originally doing Money, That's What I Want. That's a cool version, though, by a group called The Undertakers from 1963. Money is what you'll need to buy this next record. It's kind of an expensive Northern Soul 45. The great soulful sound of Kenny Wells.
Guess I'll be moving on. I'm tired of being blue now. You get used to being lonely, 'cause I'm fed up with you now. Isn't it just a shame now? After I've gone, you're gonna feel it too now. I treated you so very good, like no one else would do now. Isn't it just a shame now?
That cuts like a knife. Can't turn that one loose. Isn't it just a shame? The great Kenny Wells.
The next flight to London will be boarding in 5 minutes.
Next plane to London, leaving on runway number 5. Next plane to London, and I'm missing him. That baby.
Chart. I'm on the next plane to London, leaving on runway number 5. Next plane to London, and I'm missing him, that baby of mine.
record that came out in the fall of 67. A tune written by Kenny O'Dell, who had a hit record of Beautiful People, The Rose Garden, and Next Plane to London.
This is Dave the Rave. Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities sure shot!
My baby's gone. My baby's gone away.
That is, and it's definitely a cool record because it's on the Cool Record label out of Texas, a group called The Mods, and My Baby's Gone. I don't know where she went, but one thing for sure, she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not
soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
top hit for the Zombies back in 1964. I can't imagine leaving a disc jockey, a record geek guy with so many cool records. How could you disappear on Dave the Rave? I don't know, but the fact is she's not there. And as a result, there were tears coming down my eyes. Yes, as tears go by.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch children play. Smiling faces I see, oh, but not for me. I sit and watch the tears go by.
Such a great version of that Jagger Richard tune. I love that version there. Ron Wilson on the Columbia record label and his version of As Tears Go By, a song which actually was a hit twice. Rolling Stones, of course, had a hit with that, and Marianne Faithfull, the girlfriend of, was it Mick Jagger or Keith Richards' girlfriend? But she also scored a hit with that cool record there, As Tears Go By. Ron Wilson, Day of the Rave here on the Relics and Rarities Show, coming to you from the No Static Attic, your record geek, your record hoarder. And, of course, in just a little bit, we'll get to last week's Mystery Oldie 45, and, of course, we'll also have a brand new Mystery Oldie. So don't forget, jot down that phone number, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487. In just a little bit, we'll give you a chance to call for that new Mystery Oldie. And of course, you could always email me. You got a lost 45 Day of the Rave with all the records you crave. My email address, dave@davetherave.com.
Well, you know you make me want to shout. Look, my hands jump up.
I want you to know. I said I want you.
you'll make me wanna shout. Woo, shout.
Every time I'm on the radio, I always feel all right. I feel great, as a matter of fact. Isley Brothers here in America had the hit of Shout, but over in England, yes, it was that little girl with that big, great voice. And I understand that she still sounds great today. Lulu, she had the hit in England with that great tune of Shout. Well, last week's Mystery Oldie 45, I wonder if anybody, I think we got a couple people got it right, but not a lot of people. This was a very difficult Mystery Oldie record. Let's give it a listen one more time. There is Mystery Oldie 45, yes. A tune called Empty Heart. We had four winners. That's like the smallest number of Mystery Oldie winners that we've had in a long time, but only four people figured that one out. Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Flo and Kay Lyman, Island, New Jersey, the great Santi down there in South Beach, Florida, and over there in Mooresville, North Carolina, Bill Wanner. They knew that the Mystery Oldie 45 tune called Empty Heart was done by these guys. Yes, the great Question Mark and the Mysterians. Day of the Rave here on the Relics and Rarity Show.
2 minute teardrop for one heart to be crying. 2 minute teardrop for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing. Way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying. On top, you be right down there looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry. For one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry. Night and day. Yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears.
As I've always said, that's one of those hit records that I can listen to over and over and never tire of that one. Question Mark and the Mysterians in 96 Tears.
All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
All aboard for the Relics and Rarities Super Express. Next stop, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
So slow.
I'm broke.
Well, I'm broke.
I'm broke.
With no
only collectible 45 for you Philadelphia music fans. On the Twist record label out of Philadelphia, they were called the Duprees, but not like the D-U-P-R-E-E-S. D-A-P-R-E-E-S, Duprees, to call Payday. Yes, I want to get paid so Dave the Rave could go out, you know what I like to do, buy more records. Dave the Rave, your true record geek, here in the No Static Attic on my Relics of Rarity show. Time for my mystery oldie record. Yes, it's where I play a record. You get one guess only. Got to try to figure out who's doing the record. We play just for fun. You could dial me up both now and after the show as well. I'll take those phone calls. 609-948-4487. 609-948-4487. You can also email me, dave@davetherave.com. I think this is like a relatively easy mystery record. It is a record which, by the way, this very week, in 1966, this is like an important clue. This very week in 1966, this record was debuting on the Billboard Top 100 chart. Take a listen, call me up, or email me. Who is singing this next record? And good luck to everyone. Record. Call me up, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com.
The only guy to never lose a game of Name That Tune. Dave the Rave with Relics and Rarities.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Well, I cannot tell a lie. I don't have this on a 45. In fact, I wish I did. In fact, looking at a record collector site, there were like almost 1,000 people searching, like myself, for this particular record. And I'm sure when it does show up, if it ever shows up in an auction, it'll probably go for thousands and thousands of dollars. And I might just be prepared to bid on the record. It's that good. From the fall of 1965, a group out of Oklahoma calling themselves James Bond and the Agents is my discovery of the week.
Ride with me.
record that is. I need to find a copy of that record. I'm telling you, me and the other 1,000 people trying to find that record. Gold Band 45, the band out of the Tulsa, Oklahoma area. Very cool name for a band, too. James Bond and the Agents. I love it. I really do. It's a tune called Wild Angel. And if you really want to get that record, well, it is available, like I played it off of a CD, a very cool CD with a whole bunch of really cool raw, blasted, mid-60s punk and garage tunes. It is a CD set called Back from the Grave, and there's a whole series of them, and they're all very good, but this is on Volume 9, James Bond and the Agents, Back from the Grave, Volume 9. Love that. My discovery of the week, once again, a tune called Wild Angel. Well, here's a record that, you might have had a difficult time trying to find this record this year back in, well, this actual very month. This very week, back in 1966, you would have had a hard time trying to find this record. Why? Because, well, I'll tell you why. If I could find the record, it was, here we go, here's the record. It was just coming out. So if you went to your local record store, they might have said, huh? What record are you talking about? Yes, it was debuting on the Billboard charts right around this time in 66. Last week on the Billboard Top 100 charts, peaking, well, debuting at number 100. And, of course, this very week, it only climbed to number 97. So it would be a hard 545 this week back in 1966. But eventually, by April of 66, it climbed into the top five. And just like the song Time Won't Let Me, well, I gotta go. Probably close to overtime. And, of course, I always have a blast. Love doing my Relics Rarity show. In fact, I love it so much. Happy anniversary to me. 23 years this weekend, I've been doing my Relics and Rarity show, playing all those cool hit records and those lost 45s. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.